Verde and Light.
From Drake Stadium in Des Moines, the good news continuing here from Drake Stadium with Marissa Farabee, a runner-up in the 3,000 meters. And Marissa, I just told you, anytime you finish runner-up to Peyton Noe, it's probably a great day. She's one of the all-time greats, and you had a great last lap to get second. Your thoughts about a strong finish here at Drake Stadium?
You know, I didn't think I had that in me. I knew my kick the last 200 meters was the weakest part of my race. Someone told me that last night even. So I got 200, and I was getting close to Maya and Geneva, and I was like, I can settle for fourth. I can give it my all. I gave it my all, and I'm just really happy with the result.
Well, and you came in seated fifth. You obviously also had a great finish on Thursday. Your thoughts about your state meet overall, being able to score some huge points for the team, and obviously setting the stage up for yourself in the future to keep improving.
I think it's something really special to be up there behind Payne with my name up there. Geneva, Maya, those are some of the best names. When I was a freshman, I was like, I want to race with them today. And now I never thought in the spring that I would be up there with those names. These next 3 years, I can't say what... Yeah. I can't wait to see what I have left in me. I'm just so happy for the future.
Well, now your work is done. The 4x4 is left. The girls have had probably the meet that you wanted to, right? You have a chance at third coming into the end. And I think every single person I've talked to on the infield has had a season best or a PR or whatever it is. What about this year has been so special for this team? And what do you think has driven your girls to be able to outperform everything you've done this season so far?
I think the cross-country championship really boosted our confidence that we can run. I know from the distance crew, the 4x4 girls, all the sprinters, we were confident coming into the state meet. And the sprinters, most of them are seniors. They wanted to go out with a bang. And that's what we're doing, improving everyone that we can go out with a bang.
Marissa Farabee, runner-up in the 3,000 meters. Pella chasing third place in the 4x4. Marissa, huge congratulations. It was good to see you at state cross-country now here at the Blue Oval. And I'm sure we'll see each other again soon. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Championship Saturday finishes with our final race on the track. A top three finish for the Pella girls 4x4, clinching a third place trophy. First time since 2019 the girls have had a trophy as a team. Macy Schrader, Abby Teagarden, Lizzie Newman, and JC Trine. Macy, you knew this team wanted top five. You got third. It was a special weekend. What does it mean to be bringing home a trophy?
It means everything. Just to be doing it with these girls, just to be competing at this level and bringing home the trophy, it's pretty awesome.
Well, and Abby, this whole weekend, PR after PR after, you know, season best and all the above. What was it this weekend, you think, for these girls, top to bottom, that allowed you to perform so well?
Just the positive mindset we kept through the whole thing. We kept telling ourselves that we could do it, and we believed.
Well, and Lizzie, obviously we talked about Thursday. It was a privilege to be here, and yesterday it was a lot of fun to qualify for the finals. What does it mean to be a part of this team? And it was a real team effort to get this third place trophy.
It just means so much to me. I mean, we all put our best out there, and it's just what happens when we all work together.
And what a weekend for JC Trine, who gets the place in four races. JC, talk about how special this weekend is to you and what it was like to contribute to this team and to get this third place trophy.
Yeah, I never expected a weekend like this. So I'm super thankful, glory to God. But yeah, I'm really proud of all my teammates. And yeah, we really came and did what we wanted to do. So thankful for that.
Well, and there's no doubt there's a couple seniors on this team that you're going to miss, but just about everybody is back. How excited does this have you to think about where we could be 12 months from now and the work that has to happen in between?
I'm excited for next year, you know? I think we're going to have some more PRs and just keep the rolling. Hopefully we can pull out something like this next year. Yeah.
Sorry, I cut you off guard. The question is, how excited are you to build towards next year, too?
I'm so excited. After every race, we're like, oh, my gosh, next year we're going to be a year stronger, and we're just going to do a lot better because we're going to put in the work.
Well, Lindsay, I know that, you know, for all of you, cross-country is in front of you, too, but I imagine that's the whole goal, right? Cross-country is next, but in the same token, everything wants to build back maybe to an even bigger moment next year.
Yep, so we're hoping to do well in cross-country again this year, and hopefully that momentum from cross-country will just carry the track and we'll just keep it going.
Well, and JC, the really exciting part about this is that next year you might get to share the same spot with your sister. There's a really good group of athletes coming up. How excited are you for the future of Pella cross-country and track heading into the summer?
I can't tell you how excited I am to run my sister. It'll be really fun. We're excited to see what we can all do together as a team. We have some other freshmen coming up, so yeah, we're excited to see what next year brings.
Pella's 4x4 relay, third place here at the state meet, clinching a third place spot for the team. Macy Schrader, Abby Teagarden, Lizzie Newman, JC Trine, congratulations on a fantastic weekend, ladies.
Thank you.
Andrew Schneider at KRLS Radio here at the championship celebration with the Pella boys track and field team. Job is now finished with Quinn Groover, CJ Shetterly, Traven Howen, and Cam Schulte. Gentlemen, Quinn, as the official, unofficial spokesperson of the team, obviously you guys have been working since last year. Second place last year, a little more disappointing. I'm guessing this year a little bit more exciting.
It felt really good knowing that this group has put in a lot of extra work, because we all had that salty feeling that, you know, it didn't sit right with us getting second. Even though second's a big thing, it's a good thing, that's not where our heart and mind are set. So we all put in a lot of work, and we got the job finished today.
CJ, you're in a much better mood than a couple times I saw you at the track. It wasn't a perfect weekend, but it goes to show how much of a team this was. And just for our listeners who don't understand that, they think probably track's individual, and sure, there are some great individual performances, but what's it mean to see this team come together, especially when things didn't go perfect in some of those relays?
Yeah, I mean, you can hope everything's going to go perfect, but when it doesn't, you just got to come together as a team and hope that your teammates can pull through and that you do have more opportunities with your teammates in relays and different things like that. And so when we all did come, you know, together and compete, it went really well, to be honest.
Well, and Trey, when I think of this senior class and this track and field championship, I even think back to those of you in basketball and those of you in football, that so much of the story was overcoming adversity and overcoming challenges. That's been almost a theme of your senior year. What's it like to see all that hard work and all that overcoming adversity get rewarded with this big team trophy?
Yeah, going back to last year in track when we didn't win it, and then football season didn't go as planned, or basketball didn't either. And it was just, even with all the adversity, we kept going back to the track and we kept running and stayed in the weight room and finished the job.
Well, we don't normally talk about, obviously, what happened before this point when we're up at Drake Stadium, but since we're here back at Pell High School, Cam, I think 8 school records, 12 blue standards. I mean, this team was phenomenal from the get-go. Yeah. What was it like just right away in March to get that kick started, and now 2 months later be celebrating this team championship?
Yeah, it was really fun. I mean, coming into the season, we didn't really know how we were going to be, because, I mean, we lost so much talent last year. So coming right away and, I mean, starting off as strong as we did, breaking that many records, proving to everyone else that we are a dang good track team and we can compete, and then going up and getting the job finished at Drake today, it makes it so much sweeter.
An awesome season. Four awesome seniors from the Pella boys track and field, state champions 2 times in 3 years. Gentlemen, go celebrate. A huge congratulations.
Thank you.